We're going to take a few minutes now to remember a legend of bluegrass music, Ralph Stanley.
Stanley died yesterday at the age of 89.
Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy,
how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee one by one, for the one was a little bitty baby.
The musician Larry Sparks knew Stanley for decades. He heard of his friend's death before going on stage at the Romp Bluegrass Festival in Kentucky and broke the news to the crowd.
Sadly to hear, about 15 minutes ago, he passed away. He's been a part of me so long in my heart and soul.
Born, children born in Bethlehem.
Ralph Stanley's trademark was his voice. Some people called it lonesome. The Atlantic once said it sounded like the woods.
As for Stanley himself, he said, "I sing it the way I feel it, just the way it comes out." Ralph Stanley was born in the countryside of southwestern Virginia in 1927. His dad worked in logging. And as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2002, his mother taught him the banjo.
My mother played a little bit of the old-time clawhammer. She tuned the banjo up and picked one tune for me. And it just become natural to me. When she picked it, I just started and picked it too.
He started out performing music with his older brother Carter and their group, the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Carter always sang lead. Ralph was the shy one.
Oh, I dreaded going on the stage worse than anything.
And when his brother Carter died in December 1966 of liver failure, Ralph wasn't sure he'd keep playing music. Here he is again in that Fresh Air interview.
You know, I wanted to carry on, but I didn't know where I could or not. But I got cards and letters by the hundreds, phone calls telling me, said, please don't quit. So that, you know, that picked me up.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Stanley played for decades and had his biggest mainstream success in his 70s. That's when he recorded the song O Death as part of the soundtrack to the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, death. Oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year?
Ralph Stanley won a Grammy for his performance. The album introduced him to new audiences and reinvigorated his career.
For Stanley, the music was always there, even in the bad times. As he wrote in his memoir, singing was a way to keep yourself company when you got to feeling lonesome.
Turn back, turn back.